Lonnie, summarize the discussion in committee of what the primary risks in this budget are, because the discussion was that there are significant risks. In other words, the assumptions about the ability to produce revenue in the budget, there are some things that are stretches from prior so-called proven performance. So if you could, can you, like, in a bulleted way, say the big ones?
Well, the risk, the first one is the revenue risk. They plan to raise $150,000 more in revenue next year than they do this year. The risk in that has two or three components. Their plan is to be able to raise an additional $150,000 by doing the following three things. One is to focus on the fulfillment rate by having Phil Osegate come out from the national office, as he did before 2 years ago. He's an expert on fulfillment rates, and he will come out and he will help them move the fulfillment rate from 78 to 83%. Why is that there? Because he did do it 2.5 years ago, and it did work. So they want to try that again, and he's willing to do that. The other risk in the revenue is, of course, the on-air risk. And the on-air risk is, can you raise a similar amount on-air as you did last year? And the answer comes back, they say yes, because, yes, there's a risk because you can raise less. But they're trying to match up the on-air dollars for the budget for FY08 with what they actually did in FY07. Some risk there, but not as much. And the other component of the risk is they want to try some off-air fundraising ideas, which is like doing a black tie affair, like a major donor event, and a couple of other things in that regard. Not a major risk, but they haven't done a black tie affair before, so you say, well, how do you know you can pull it off? But that's their plan, and that accounts for the $150.